Well, it's 8:30 in the morning, so it's time for me to find out what a Petersburg 4th of July is all about. And I want to do it all in the time that it takes to play a classic all-American tune. Alexa, play Born in the USA.
Well, the first stop has to be the 4th of July parade downtown. The theme, Let Freedom Ring. Near the front was Pat Blair on his custom-built extra-tough bicycle.
In support of the Petersburg Bike Park, as are all the kids riding behind it. Every kid that shows up gets a bell.
A rollerblading Matthew Garretts with Starflower, the blind duck, in a Stahlstruff wheelbarrow spangled with stars and stripes.
Do you have high hopes of winning today, Starflower? I'll take that as a yes.
The Olsen and Eddie families dressed as wrestlers and referees, ready to wave from their wrestling ring trailer.
We've got Tough as Nails, Teddy Roosevelt, Warrior, Woodrow Wilson, Body Slammin' Ben Franklin, and Mayhem Abraham Lincoln.
Are you guys excited for 4th of July?
Yes. Yeah.
Have you had a lot of fun already?
Yeah.
Do you think you might be in with a shot of winning?
Yeah.
Do you answer yes to every question?
Yes.
Are you going to fight each other?
No. Yes. They won't allow it.
Why won't you allow them to fight?
You know, moms have to put safety first.
But the lack of adolescent violence certainly didn't dampen the crowd's enthusiasm. They cheered on for every single float, especially those tossing candy to the kids. But here in America, competition is king, and there can be only one winner. This year's victor, a mock boat float fishing for kids dressed as fish, celebrating the opening of the King Salmon Troll Fishery following a prolonged legal battle. Its name, Let Freedom Ring for Trollers, made by...
Here's our neighborhood at Sandy Beach.
Sandy Beach neighbor Sue Paulson accepted the trophy and $200.
We're all in support of our trollers.
And where's this trophy going to go? How are you going to decide who keeps it?
You know, there's going to be a big battle, and I predict that I am going to win at first, but I will share later.
Well, the parade is over, and we're nearly 2 minutes through on the Springsteen countdown, so it's time for a pit stop.
Right, so it's just around lunchtime now. That means I need some food. But not just any food, I need to find the most American food.
We're doing teriyaki salmon bowls, corn dog.
How good do they taste?
I'm not the person to ask, I can't eat them.
Why not?
Because they have gluten in them.
Deep fried blue shell crab.
Cake donuts?
Are they good for you?
No.
If I want to eat the most American food, what should I eat?
First thing we're going to do is get you a dog and a bun. All right, what do we got here is a little bit of jalapeno, if you'd like some of that. Cheese, onion, ketchup, little bit of mustard. All American hot dog, look at that.
I'm going to take a bite.
Oh, wow.
Do you like it?
I love it. All right, that's why we're up to cooking 200 of these so far today.
If you can still move after your all-American lunch, then it's time to get stuck into a few races on Main Street. All your ballpark classics, plus some Petersburg specialties. With too many races to offer bespoke commentary, let's pause the music and bring you your 2023 4th of July Parks and Rec Street Game winners. 50-yard dash, 6 and under, Emma Akins and Owen Martin. 7 to 9, Ivy Warhatch and Jackson Zweifel. 10 to 12, Lucia Warhatch and Devon Westry. Training wheel bike race, Jackson Josie. The slow bike race, 8 and under, Carter Grace. 9 to 12, Cedar Littleton. Water balloon toss, Jackson Zweifel and Ryder Deal. 100-yard dash, Kenyon Rogers and Boreal Luton. Giant trike race, Peter and Jordan Swanson. Extra tough stomp, Zach Peeler, Alex Rodriguez, Nathan Ajax and Adam Caster. And the egg toss, Brian Nguyen and Kirby. Be green. Oof. Well, with 2 minutes left on our timer, we head down to the harbour for two of Petersburg's most high-profile events. First up, the blindfold rowboat race. On the dock, Mickey Ramos and Trent Ellis have worked out a foolproof strategy.
I'm going to yell at him a lot and he's going to do exactly what I say. It always has worked and it's going to work again today or else.
How confident are you feeling?
Not very.
Super confident.
And Ramos's confidence was justified. A chart-topping 46 seconds on the board. But they're not out of the water yet. Reigning champions Joe Vicnicki and Cynthia Mattison are up next.
Go!
And they're off. Reigning champ Joe and Cynthia, there's a little bit bumpy to start. Probably not getting the pace that they wanted to get at this stage. Oh, they're moving in the wrong direction. Oh, and the oar's broken. The oar has been broken, ladies and gentlemen. It's unprecedented. The oar has snapped. Joe Vicnicki has snapped the oar. Such was his enthusiasm at the game.
Back on dry land, Vicnicki had to admit his nerves.
Joe, did the pressure just get too much?
Oh, man, where do they get these oars from?
Are they wrangle oars?
Whether from the pressure or a dodgy wrangle oar, the team's second attempt soon derailed.
Oh, and he's lost it entirely. He's lost it entirely, ladies and gentlemen.
With that, Ramos and Ellis were heralded the 2023 Blindfold Rowboat Champions. And that left just one competition still to play, the iconic Petersburg 4th of July log roll. Long-reigning log-rolling champ Britton Eriksen, from a proud family of log-roll victors, is unfazed by the jealous gaze of the competition.
I mean, I do have people downtown, like, tell me I'm going down, and I'm like, I don't even know who you are.
One by one, the brave men and women who took to the log splashed into the water and out of the game. Anna Early, another former champion, took victory for the ladies, and Britton Eriksen secured the men's title. But here in Petersburg, only one log-roller can reign supreme. And so, a true battle of the titans began.
The grand final. Britton looks in control at the moment. Anna nearly slipping there, and she's down! Britton Eriksen is the champion, men and women. He's won the whole thing yet again. Britton, how do you feel?
A little cooler than I was about 10 minutes ago.
Final thoughts, are you pleased?
It was just a great 4th of July. The parade was awesome, and all the events downtown were great. It's just been a great weekend.
And with that, the end of Petersburg's 4th of July from the Middle Harbour in Petersburg. I'm Thomas Copeland.